Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreigner's best song. It's got to be their best song. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Ruth's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's got so much work that she's deposited with us over the last 7 years as a great member of our Brain Trust, and you can find that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. She's real close on to the homepage this week because she's on the show, but any other time you can, or even right now, you can find her by typing her name into our search engine and finding out all the things that she's done for us, including what we're doing today, which is on video. Ruth, thanks again for teaching us about this video. We talked in the previous segment about how powerful it is. Now let's talk about how really easy it has become to put video up.
Okay, that's a great thing to focus on, Jim. You know, during the break, we were talking about how people are scared to do video. People are afraid. And there are a couple of reasons for that. First and foremost is that they hate the way they look on camera.
It adds at least 2.5 pounds to me, Ruth.
I think that's probably true, but you know what? It doesn't matter whether you think you're good-looking or not so good-looking or overweight or not overweight or whatever. Whatever your problems are with your own self-image, it doesn't matter because video is not about perfection. It's all about the connection.
That's right.
I want to say that one more time. It's not about perfection. It's all about connection.
That's going to be on the test, folks.
That's number one. You have to get past it. And the good thing about video is that the more you do it, the more your eye and your brain learn to correct for all of the facial flaws and deformities and asymmetries that we all have. We all have them. So the more you do it, you get used to it. You get over that piece of it. But you can't get over it.
This is something that I think YouTube has helped us with, Ruth.
Yep.
Because if you watch very much YouTube, there's not a lot of professionally produced stuff on YouTube. A lot
Hardly
of it is just any. It's just grainy. It's the sound isn't perfect, but people are still watching it.
That's right. They're still watching it. In fact, they're spending at least 15 minutes a day. Everybody who goes on YouTube spends at least 15 minutes watching and surfing. Yeah, that's a lot. And we're talking about videos that are usually very much shorter than that. So they're looking at a lot of stuff, and they're seeing what you and I are seeing, which is, like you said, very imperfect, unprofessionally done, which is fine. This is what it's about. This is DIY video. We're not talking about big production.
My wife is a knitter, and she loves a site that she found where people can buy yarn from this little company. It's a small company, but they have a bunch of videos showing people how to knit.
It's a fantastic
way to teach. And she's drawn to this site because of that. And all they did was very simply sit in front of a camera and show, knit one, purl two.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's a wonderful mechanism for teaching. It's a wonderful mechanism for teaching and learning. There's nothing more powerful, Jim, you and I both know this, than seeing, adding the visual element to the audio element, certainly the written element. We've been really relegated for the last, 10 or 15 years to text and email and all of the written media, but not very much in terms of audio or video, certainly not video. That's only been the last couple of years. But the second thing I was going to say that people are scared of is the technology. They don't know how to frame their video. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to upload it to YouTube, but all of that stuff is out there. It's so easy to do.
Right, absolutely. And another thing that, and you know, once you get this going, Ruth, once you start doing it, I recommend folks you just get started. Just do some. Put them up on YouTube. By the way, it's easy to put them up on YouTube, but you know what, Ruth? The best thing that a small business can do is is get an intern. Get a college intern to help you start this thing if you want to. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. Somebody to really just help you do with the technology, just upload it, throw in all the text and the keywords and the title, have them do a little keyword research for you. That's free also, but it's
right.
time-consuming.
Right.
So you really do want to have those right so that you can add those to your video, and again, the video will get found more easily. But you know what I love? I love it when businesses say, oh, you know, I can't do video, like financial services companies or wealth managers. They often come to me, they say, I can't do video because everything is confidential
right.
in my business.
Right.
And that's wrong. Not everything is confidential. There is general information that you can tell people that I wish my financial people would tell me. I wish they had videos up there so that I could go to their video channel and say, okay, when I put this kind of, when I buy this type of stock, or if I put this into a money market, what can I expect? This is general information. It's
right.
public knowledge. But there are no very few people are doing it because they've been trained that everything is against the law for them to get out there and talk
yep.
about it. And it's
well,
not
and,
true.
But the thing is, and this is something that's really powerful. Every company should have its own value statement, its own mission statement. It should you should even if it's just 30 seconds should be a little video introduction about the company, about what they believe in, what their values are, how they feel about customers, what their what their goals are. If you do that, then you can it doesn't have to just reside on YouTube. You can pull that channel in and present it right on your website.
There's no question.
And when
and
we come back,
even...
I want you to talk about that. RuthSherman.com,
okay.
right?
Yes.
Check it out, folks. That's her website. Get them to see it your way right away is her book. Ruth and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.